Yeah, Steve, we're taking this very seriously. At about 7 o'clock this morning, a federal employee was walking to work through Hopkins Plaza when a group of juveniles, being described as four boys and a girl, came up and assaulted the victim. One of the suspects is a young man who allegedly had no shirt on, walked up, hit the victim in the head with his fist. They chased the victim. The victim ultimately fell down, and then the suspects kicked him while he was on the ground. Luckily, the victim required no medical treatment. He was not robbed of any belongings. And right now we have officers up at Baltimore City Watch checking camera footage to see if we can work with school police to identify these individuals and hold them accountable. In the future, we're also going to be reaching out to our partners in the school system to make sure that they partner with us in these early morning hours as kids are going to school, maybe having some of them work in the camera center and joining Baltimore police officers on patrol in the downtown area.
Any connection that you know of or speculate about that may be related to yesterday's incident in the city?
You know, it's not very clear right now. We still need to identify the individuals involved, and we definitely will look at the individuals yesterday. In terms of yesterday's incident, we were able to identify some of the suspects, and again, we are working with our partners in the school system to identify them and, you know, talk to them.
Any indication of the age range that we're dealing with? Apparently they're not adults, or maybe they are. What do you know about that?
They're described as kids to me. I mean, what I would describe as the middle school, early high school age.
Okay. And some have raised the question, are there foot patrols? Are there police patrols more intensely available these hours of the morning or not?
Yeah, I mean, the Central District is well-staffed. They come in, you know, the early morning shift comes in prior to the rush hour. They're out on the streets patrolling the downtown area. What we're going to do in this case is we're going to hopefully team up with our partners in the school system. This way you have officers that work with these kids each and every day. They know, you know, they know their players, and they're going to work with our officers to make sure that we can identify them appropriately and apply the appropriate discipline and charges.
Do you have any indication whether this is a trend or whether these are isolated cases that just are happening right now seasonally, or what?
They all appear to be isolated at this point, Steve. There's no intelligence to suggest that this is a movement. And, you know, to be frank, they're acting like irresponsible children. And, you know, we're going to make sure that we do our part to hold people accountable, and we're going to ask that our partners in government do the same and make sure that once we identify these individuals that, you know, the appropriate remedies are levied against them.